Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
If you have little ones in your house, you know that they like to climb and pull and reach for items and climb up on chairs, and things fall when they reach for them and when they pull on them and climb on them. But heavy furniture, you might think, oh, it's so heavy and they only weigh 22 pounds or 30 pounds. They're not going to pull that over, but it happens faster than you can ever imagine, and it's so, so dangerous. My guest today, Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson, she's board-certified pediatrician, mother of two young boys, and the author of Seattle Children's Hospital's Seattle Mama Doc blog. So, Dr. Swanson, tipping over furniture, people don't think. They think they've got a big dresser, or they've got, you know, that these things are not going to tip over when a little kid jumps on them, but now
it's Yeah, you want me to fill that in?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we get a little casual, right? We think that, first of all, I think parents often think we can say no and our kids will follow through on it. So we've got our little babies, we're baby-proofing our house, and we forget to think about these massive televisions that people now have on, you know, on low stands or on top of dressers, and really the allure of those and what happens when kids really become mobile. You know, once you've got a toddler and they start to climb, as everyone knows, some are really big climbers and some are not. But even those not big climbers, if there's an incentive for them to climb or something they want to explore, they may go for it. So one big thing to know is it's not just the huge TVs, too. So I kind of started saying, like, oh, we've got these massive screens now, even though they're thin and they're not quite as heavy. We know they're really dangerous. But small TVs are not necessarily less likely to cause injuries. In fact, like, 70% of the cases where a TV size is documented in the cases of these tip-overs, you know, they're less than 26 inches. So even smaller-sized monitors from computers, TVs, have to be secured if you've got young children at home.
You definitely do. So how do you secure now? I mean, because there's a lot of things on the market now to keep your cabinets closed. And when my kids were little, Dr. Swanson, I, you know, went out and bought those cabinet locks and the toilet seat locks and all these things, but I didn't think about the furniture securing things, bungee cords, clips and locks, and what do they have now?
Yeah, well, okay, so let's start. So let's think about the things that we were about. So we're kind of talking about, so when there's a whole, let's go to baby-proofing in general. So it's not, first of all, just to remember, not just your home, it's grandparents' homes or anywhere else your toddler is going to be. And I like to have parents start thinking really about, quote-unquote, baby-proofing and grandparent-proofing really between 6 and 12 months, way before these kids really start cruising around. But, you know, some babies take their first steps at 9 months, so they're already kind of getting into things. I love to tell people to channel their inner baby. Literally, crawl around on the floor on all fours and look at what you can find. Cords you can pull on, drape strings and blind strings that you can pull on, things that you could get into that could tip over. So first off, think about dressers. I think we often forget to think about dressers as risk. And the reason that the risk is, we'll think, oh my gosh, this thing is a 200-pound dresser. There's no way my little pipsqueak can pull it over. But the center of gravity of large furniture really changes if there's movable parts. So in a dresser that may seem super secure, you can't move it. If you open three or four drawers, that really changes the center of gravity. So if a kid is climbing up on those drawers, that 20 or 30 pounds that you mentioned, Melanie, can really be a big event where that dresser falls over. We know that that can be a life-threatening event. So you can go to furniture stores, baby stores, you know, big retailers, Target, you know, Walmart, those kind of places, and they have furniture secure bars. So you screw them into one side of the wall, you screw them into the back of the armoire or dresser, and this is a no-brainer for me. Anytime you have young children in the home, all the dressers and armoires have to be secured.
See, I think that is so important. And to one of my producers, I hope he is listening to every single thing you say. Now, I've got, and it used to make me freaked out. Now my kids aren't going anywhere near it, of course, but I have a TV that's up on a stand that's like up in the air, but the stand comes out from the wall and my husband put it in. And it's always made me feel like it was going to fall. And because I was so nervous when they were littler, we put a big table up, flat, very short table, not high, right below it. So if it fell, it would fall first on this table. before it fell to the ground.
Yeah, well, I worry about that, though, because a table could be a climbing risk. So that was something that we ended up having to change the situation
because I was worried about the kids then climbing up on the table and pulling or thinking they could hang on this TV.
Yeah, so most TVs, when you look at the data, right, TVs are dangerous. These monitors in general are dangerous. And we have more and more of them, right, because of just the availability, because of the change in technology. So most of overturned TVs fall off of a dresser, about a half, 46%. Then a third fall off entertainment centers and TV stands, and then some really fall off nightstands. And it's really when we're thinking about protection, we're thinking about kids under age 5, so 6 out of 10 are under age 5, and 6 out of 10 are boys. So just being really careful to think about that. Most common injuries are, you know, cuts, things like lacerations and soft tissue injuries. But I'll tell you, when I was a training resident, I took care of a child who had a crushing head injury from a television that fell on their head, and I will never forget it.
Oh, the TVs are the scariest because they're up. They're up high.
That's right. So not to be scary, but just to say, like, this is a call to action to be careful. So you really want to monitor, you know, you want to firmly mount that to a piece of furniture. So if you get yourself a new television that's going to go on a nightstand, it's going to go on an entertainment, even if it's low to the ground, we don't care, right? A toddler low to the ground, this heavy piece falling on them is important. So you can buy wall mounting kits for TVs. You can also buy them for the old CRT models, and you can also buy them just to mount them to a piece of furniture itself. You know, in addition, dressers, bookcases, mirrors, those need to be secured really well, too. And, you know, I think we can also think about smaller TVs. So just a reminder, it isn't these 60-inch enormous things that we worry about only. Remember that, you know, majority of these injuries to children come even from screens 26 inches or more. So even that kind of monitor really needs to be secured. If there's any way that a young kind of toddler under age 5 or even a young preschooler can kind of get up and on something and pull something off. I mean, there's a really lovely campaign that's from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They call it kind of the anchor and protect, or kind of get on top of it, anchor it. And there's a lovely photo on their webpage where you see this little boy climbing on the drawer of a dresser up to the TV on top, and he's just reaching for this little dinosaur that's on top of the TV. So that's the other thing we have to remember. Got to keep things off of these TVs and these nightstands and dressers where they are, because those are tempting objects for kids to climb and get to.
They are, and on kitchen counters as well. And, you know, you see kids climbing on kitchen counters, Dr. Swanson, to get glasses out of the cabinet when they're about 5, because they don't want to keep asking all the time. But what you also find is, first of all, if a cabinet is, like, not connected completely well, they're pulling on it like it's a little bit of a ladder help. Or what if there's knives on the counter, or a glass drops? I mean, there's so many dangers when kids are climbing in the house anyway, that you need to sort of walk around and look around. And I always say, you know, act like a kid. Walk around and see what you would see as a kid. So in the last minute and a half, give us your best advice about general safety for kids all over the house.
Yeah, so I agree with you, Melanie. I have that, you know, channel your inner baby, and I am not kidding. When your baby's 6 months of age, get on all fours, cruise around your house, and see from that perspective what might be at risk. You've got to secure even what seems like sturdy furniture to the wall. Go and buy that $4 kit, get your drill out, and screw this furniture into the wall so that there's absolutely no risk. You will feel so much safer running off to the bathroom, letting your toddler play in a room when a dresser is secured to the wall before it's not. And then when you're thinking about technology, television, big monitors, follow the instructions. Even if it's a low piece of furniture, making sure that you're mounting flat screen TVs to the wall and securing TVs and screens to heavy furniture that is also secured. And then lastly, get rid of that tempting stuff that'll kind of incentivize your kids to climb, because you want a safe environment, you want to be more secure, and you want to be able to kind of run off and grab the telephone without the concern that your little monkey climber gets up and a tragedy, you know, unfolds because furniture falls over.
It certainly does. And you're hearing this from a pediatrician who has seen this, and it is scary. And if you're a parent, as she says, channel your inner baby, crawl around, look and see what's safe and secure. Furniture, television monitors, technology, all of these things, because it can be quite scary and quite tragic when they do fall over. And believe me, they do fall over. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio. We're live every Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app. Thanks for listening, and stay well.